accomplish 6 months' worth of work. There's a wonderful story in a book that was very widely read in the early 1980s. It was called The Soul of the New Machine, and it was a book about a product development team. I actually didn't have much experience with that team, although I had met a few members and talked about it as I read about it in Tracy Kidder's book. And they told me a remarkable story, and the way they told it, I think, was particularly powerful for me because I could feel it through their account, and they really had struggled. For, I think in that case, they were about 9 months into a major new computer development project, and they were about 4 months behind, you know, so the 9 months hadn't gone particularly well. And they had a Saturday meeting, and they kind of laid it all out, and they got all the key members of the team together, and the fellow who was telling me this story was at that time the team leader, and he said, you know, basically, we looked at where we were, and we looked at how far we were behind, and he said, I finally got to the point where I could look at the people in the room, I could say, you know, I don't have a clue how we're going to hit our target. And, you know, it was one of those moments when it just popped out of me. You know, I had all these ideas in my head of we needed to do this, we needed to do that, and, you know, I had my plans and I had my understanding of the problem, and of course I had all the interpersonal dynamics of the group, and I knew who was blocking this, and, you know, all that stuff churning up inside me just stopped. And for a moment I looked around the room and I said, you know, I don't really have a clue how we're going to hit our target. And he said, you know, people kind of were stunned. They'd never heard me say anything like that. You know, I'm a very organized, kind of driven guy. And they looked at me and they looked at each other. And, you know, I think a lot of them were thinking maybe we should just quit now. If he doesn't know how we're going to do it, obviously we're not going to do it. But something different happened. He said, you know, they just sat there. And they looked kind of quizzical and they looked puzzled. And a few of them looked very uncomfortable. But a few didn't. A few actually had a little smile on their face, like, well, at last, you know, we're actually telling the truth here. And he said the conversation that ensued over the next couple hours was unlike any we had had. I mean, people just started talking. And they said, you know, well, look, of course we're not going to make it because we got this problem and this problem. Well, you know, like everybody knew we had that problem, but that guy had never said it before. And then somebody else said, you know, we don't trust each other. You know, all this stuff started to come out, you know, and the facade of, you know, we're all together completely collapsed. And behind that facade was the reality of people's experience. And as they started to kind of divulge that reality, you know, it was like the floodgates opened. But it was a remarkable thing. You know, there was some strong emotions, but ultimately nobody was blaming anybody. It was like this clear moment of truth-telling. And not only the stories, but the anger, the resentment, the, you know, well, we're screwed because of so-and-so, also kind of faded. And they just became part of the story. Well, I know you're having difficulty, and he's having difficulty, and she's done this. And all of a sudden, the content of their experience was just transparently evident. And the overlays of anger and emotion, particularly interpersonal emotion, were gone. The emotion was there, but the interpersonal blame vanished. He said, the next 2 hours were one of the most remarkable conversations I've ever been part of. And everybody knew it. In fact, I don't even know it was 2 hours. It could have been 6 hours. It could have been 30 minutes. Time actually didn't even exist. And when we finished that, and then we stayed together for the rest of the day, we still didn't know if we could possibly meet our target. But we knew that that day together was something we would never forget. Somehow, we touched something. We touched each other. We touched something beyond each other. And nobody, you know, we're engineers, you know, we didn't put stuff like that in words, but you didn't need to put it in words because it was a real presence. They actually finished the project several weeks before the target. The project turned out to be enormously successful. And as he told me that story, what was meaningful to me, and you can undoubtedly hear it as I tell it to you, is I knew what he was talking about. I'd been there, I'd seen it, I'd done it. And I thought to myself, you know, we have to learn how to